This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You know how some people are creeped out by clowns? But how do you feel about dolls? Something about the eyes, I always thought. But maybe it's the ears. Consumer advocates are warning that certain toys could be invading children's privacy. Internet-connected interactive dolls listen to and record children's voices, often without the parents' knowledge. Groups have filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
The doll, my friend Kayla, looks like lots of other dolls, but...
My friend Kayla talks, listens to you, plays games with you, and knows millions of things.
It's the listens to you part that troubles consumer groups. Others besides the doll can listen in. Claire Gartland of the Electronic Privacy Information Center co-signed the FTC complaint.
Unfortunately, the FTC, being a large, you know, federal agency, does not always act as quickly and as nimbly as, say, Amazon or Toys R Us could in terms of immediately pulling the dolls from their shelves.
So they're asking retailers like Amazon and Toys R Us to stop selling the devices. Aradhana Krishna is a University of Michigan professor. She says the stores may want to consider giving in to the request if backlash is strong enough.
It's a two-way street. It's a give and take. So if Amazon gives now, they can expect consumers to give later.
It's about maintaining relationships. By the way, Toys R Us said in an email it stopped selling the dolls. It didn't say why. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.